Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, today's daf is Lam and Gimel and Meseches Yivamas. I'm recording this in the old city, so I've lost tab of what daf number we are up to in Shas. We are going to pick up on the top of Lam and Gimel Amid Aleph, but to really follow what is going on in our Gemara, we're going to need a good review of yesterday's Amud, Lam and Beis Amid Beis. And that is the discussion of Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara in regards to three different instances that the Gemara suggests on today's daf are dependent on each other. Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara argued in three different instances where individuals violated two potential Yisurim, whether they were Chayiv two, in the case of when they did it Shogeg, two different sets of Malkus, or B'Shogeg, I'm sorry, two different sets of Karba, or are they Chayiv one? For example, the Gemara discusses a Zohar who did Avoda on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, whether he's going to be Chayiv two, or whether he's going to be Chayiv one. The opinion of Rabbi Chiya was that he's Chayiv two, and Bar Kapara says you're only Chayiv one. Similarly, if you have a case of a Baal Mum that who did Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash Bituma, on the one hand, there's an Isser to do Avoda as a Baal Mum, and the other is to do an Isser Bituma. So once again over here, Rabbi Chiya said you're Chayiv two, and Bar Kapara says you're Chayiv one. Finally, on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amid Beis, we had a third Machlokas, which the Gemara here is going to argue is the same theme, and that is a Baal Mum who was a Zohar, who is not supposed to partake in the food of the Kohen, that ate an animal, a bird in this case, that had undergone Malika. Now, Malika is a form of Shechita that is kosher in the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, the Zohar is not supposed to take part of that. So here, the Shaila is again, whether you're Chayiv 2 or you're Chayiv 1. Number one, because he's eating from Kachim as a Zohar. And number two, is that he's eating from Nevela. The Gemara now suggests, on the top of our Amud, B'mai Kamiflagi, that all of these three Machlaikasin are dependent on the same issue. And then, the Gemara connects that to the case of Meseches Yivamas that we started with on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. B'mai Kamiflagi, what is the Machlaikas? B'Isser Kola. That all these three things are an Isser Kola. We will repeat again what an Isser Kolel means. On the top of Lamed Beis Amid Beis, we have the difference between an Isser Maisif and an Isser Kolel. In order to understand an Isser Kolel, it's best to first introduce an Isser Maisif. An Isser Maisif is when you had one Isser. For example, let's say the object was Aser because it was a Nevela. And then a new Isser came onto it. Let's say, and we're just talking abstractly, not practically, not la'alacha, an Isser Treifa was then added to it. So that was a case in where you have a new Isser that was added to the object. That's an Isser Mosif. An Isser Kolel is when the individual was already Osir to that object for all of the above reasons. Let's say he was already Osir both because of Treifa and Nevela. However, someone else now became Osir to it who was not usher to it before. That is an Isser Kolel. Let's talk about that in practical terms. In a case in which you have a man who's married to a woman, and his brother is also married to that woman's sister. So we have Reuven and Shimon, who are married, who are brothers, who are married to Leah and Rachel, who are sisters. Now, in a case in which Reuven, who, let's say, is married to Leah, is Mezana with Rachel, he's really ostensibly over two Isurim. What are the two Isurim? And this we learned on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph is a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. On the one hand, there is no mitzvah of Yibum, and therefore it's a violation of Eishes Ach, and it's also a violation of Achos Isha. So we've got these two Isurim that are at play. Now, there are times one could argue that even though the two Isurim are at play, nevertheless, he shouldn't be Chayiv too. Why? Because of the rule of Ein Isur Chala Al Isur. If there's nothing new that's being added to the object, no new expansive Isur being added to it, so then in such a case we have a rule of Ein Isur Chala Al Isur. However, in a case in where you could prove that it's not that you're just saying it's usur for another reason, but you're showing why this isur is actually adding something new that didn't exist before, so then in such a case, there are instances where we say that the isur is halal isur. One of those cases are the case of isur mosif. Let's take a look at the Rashi on top of Lamina Beis and Beis that spells out what is the isur of mosif. Rashi says, in our case, that Isser Mosif will be the following. Kigon, Isser Eshesach. So you have a fellow who's usher to his wife's brother, the Mosif who. How would that be a case of Mosif? Shebetchila kishenasa ze esachosa. In a case where originally he was married to the sister, vizu pnuya, and the other sister was single. So Nesra love mishum achos isha. Then the man who married, and let's say Reuven, who married Leah, is now usur to Rachel, who is single, because of achos isha. Umuteres l'chol echav, but Rachel is mutter to all the other brothers. Niseis l'echa mehen, but what if now Rachel goes and marries one of the brothers? Nesra al kula mishum eshes ach. So now there was a new Isser of Eshesach that applied to all the other brothers. Let's say there's Yehuda and Yisachar, and all those brothers, they now have the Isser of Eshesach. Now Reuven is also going to get a new Isser. Continues Rashi on the last wide line on the top of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. V'achshav nitaisiv Isser aleh legabi shar echav. And now there was a new Isser once Rachel got married to all the other brothers, umigu, and since the chayol shame eshesach Allah legabi sher echav shaisim uteres lehem chalnami hashem hazeh legabi didei. So then you have an added dimension to the other brother, and then in such a case we do not say ein iser chalal iser, rather the iser is takes effect. So it says with that long introduction, probably our longest introduction for Daf Yomi, but we have to do it this way because otherwise these terms are foreign, and combined both Iser Kol, Iser Mosif is not easy, combined with the fact that we're dealing with examples in Yibum, so it's a little bit complicated. So the Gemara is saying like this, B'maika Miflegi, the above Machlokios between Rebbe Chiya and Bar Kapara is dependent on the following issue. B'Iser Kolo, what happens if you don't have an Iser Mosif, but rather you have an Iser Kolo? So what is an Iser Kolo? It's not an Iser Mosif, but rather what happened is the following. You had a case in which, where Reuven was already married to Leah. And of course, Reuven has a brother, Shimon, who's usher to Leah because of Eishes Ach. V'achar kach, and then afterwards, what does Shimon do? V'achar kach nosa chai. That's what Rashi explains four lines into Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. So then in such a case, when Reuven got married, there was already an Isser of Eishes Ach on Shimon. And then Shimon went and married her sister. Deleke Isser Mosif. So there was no new Isser that was being created, in the sense that already Reuven's wife was Usser to Shimon because of Eishes Ach. And therefore, Leah is only one Isser, and on the second Isser now of Achos Ishto, then we say, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Delekar Isser Mosif Behai Basra. Ela Isser Kolel. But now we're introduced to the concept of Isser Kolel. And that is, that as opposed to an Isser Mosif, where there was once one Isser, and now we added a separate Isser, over here, the Isser Kolel is that it's nothing was added to Shimon. However, Minu de Mitzar Bekula Achvasa, since in the marriage of Shimon, he's now going to be Usser to any other one of Rachel's sisters, even though Leah he was already Usser to, that's called Isser Kolel. That even though vis-a-vis Leah he was already Usser to her, but in his marriage to Rachel, there is a new Isser, that potential Isser that's being created, then now he's going to be Usser to any other sister as well. So then Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, you're Chayiv Shtayim, even by Isser Kolel. So now we've accomplished one line in Gemara, a record. One line of Gemara in 10 minutes in the Daf Yomi. And that is the following. The three machlokias between Rebbe Chiya and Bar Kapara are this exact same issue. And that is, in a case of where you have an Isser Kolo, that Rebbe Yossi said you're going to be Chayiv on an Isser Kolo, as we described above, that really there's been no new change to Shimon's status to Leah. She already was Usser entirely. But once there was a change that was being made to Shimon vis-a-vis Rachel's other sisters, so once you're changing vis-a-vis this sister, so then there's a change that's being taken place, so then we say now there's a new Isser as well of Achos Ishto, even though she was already Usser out Eishes Ach. So that also you're going to be Chayiv. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya Savar ki Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Chiya is going to hold like Rabbi Yossi, because the same case is going to apply in the three instances where Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara are arguing. Be'isr kol mechayiv tarti. Bar Kapara Savar lo mechayiv elachada. And Bar Kapara says you only be Chayiv once. The Gemara fleshes out. So what type of Isser Kolol is there here? We explain how Isser Kolol works in the Rashi on the second line from the top, how Isser Kolol is in the case of Yibum, and we read that inside. However, what about in the three machlokias between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara? Bishlema Zar. I understand, says the Gemara, in the case of the Zar, so that was the case that we had of Zar Shashimesh Bishabas, a Zar who wasn't allowed to do Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and he did Avoda B'Isser on Shabbos. So now, even though he already was over in Isser, in the Avoda itself by simply being a Zar, and then you could say, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, even though he did Malach on Shabbos, nevertheless, Isser Kolel will get us around Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Why? Because Meikara Shari B'Malacha, during the week it was permissible to do work. Va'asr ba'avoda. But, in other words, let's say Shchita. Shchita is an Isser D'Oraisa on Shabbos. It was permissible to do Shchita during the week, but it was asr for him to do it right over there, on the Harabayis and the Beis HaMikdash. So then, As Yula Shabbos. And then Shabbos came along. So now Shabbos came along with a new Isser. Migu dekam mitzer b'melacha mitzer nami b'avoda. So once we're adding a new Isser, so then we add other Isurim along. The only time we say Ein Isser Chalal Isser is where there's nothing new that's being added. The Cheftza was already Asr Alts Nevela. So the fact that you can Asr it Alts Treifa, that's something that is not considered a good Hosafa. So that would not apply in a case of Isser Kolel, because Isser Kolel is that now there's something new that's being created. So once there's a new Isser that's being created, so then we allow two Isurim to get into the door. Obviously, the Isser Kolel requires deeper explanation, aside from something magical, how that works, but that would be something we would only be able to do in Iyun. The Gemara continues, similarly, Baal Mum, in a case of where we had a Baal Mum that served in the Beis HaMikdash Bituma. So also, it's not a case of Isser Chalal Isser. Meikara Shari Bachila. Vasar Bavoda. When he was Tahar, he was allowed to eat, but it was prohibited for him to do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. So Itmele, when he became Tameh, so now we're starting new Cheshbon. Migu dekam Mitzer Bachila, Mitzer Nami Bavoda. Once he's Asr Bachila, then he becomes Asr Bavoda. Very good. So then it's also a case of Isser Kolel. However Isser Kolel works, that's how it's happening. Ella, however, what about the third machlokes? You want to suggest that Rabbi Chiya is going to go like Rabbi Yossi, who holds up by Isser Kolel, you're going to be Chayiv too? Like in the case of Yavama, where in the second marriage, once he was added, there was an added Isser to the sisters, so then Mamela, we allow the other Isser to get in, the Isser of Eishes Ach as well. But when it comes to Malika, the last case of the Machlokes between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara, there was a case of a Zar who was eating from Malika. So the problem was he was eating Kachim, as well as he was eating from Nevela. El Malika bebas achasi dimishkachesla. The only case that you'll have it, Malika, is in an instance where, at one moment, the guy din malika, and then he was chayiv. Let's talk about even the Kohen. The Kohen, it was done b'kashrus. The Malika was done b'kashrus. The Kohen did Malika. Then vis-a-vis this Tzar, this Yisrael, Chayli Tarvayu. Then there were two Yisroelim that fell on this Cheftza at once. One is that for him it's Nevela. Number two is that he's a Tzar. So there, that's not an issue of Isser Kolal. That's Ein Isser Chalal Isser. El Malika b'bas achasi d'mishkachasa. The only issue is whether you could have two Isurim take place at once, but it's not a case of Isur Kolal. Ella, rather, suggests the Gemara, Kamiflagi, the Machlokis revolves around something else. It's a case of Isur that happens at one moment. And what happens if you have two Yisurim that fall at one moment? So Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kappara are arguing whether you're Chayev twice or you're Chayev one. A little bit easier for us to understand. Not the complicated cases of Isser Kol, Isser Mosef, and Ein Isser Chal Isser, but rather a different issue. And that is, let's take the last case, because that was the case that we just spelled out. When you have an object that at one moment becomes both an Isser Nevela, as well as an Isser Kodshim. So then in such a case, are you chayiv two, you chayiv one? Valiba de Rabbi Yossi, and following the position of Rabbi Yossi, b'isser ba'asachas mechayiv tarti. The Rabbi Yossi says that if you have an isser that happens at one moment, two isurim combined together, you mechayiv twice. What was that case? Let's review. According in the case of where you have both an isser of eshes ach, as well as an isser of achos ishto. And what would that case be? So that's actually not a very simple case of how that happens at one particular moment. Rashi spells it out five lines before the wide. In Dibur HaMaslam L'chayiv Tarti, Rashi says, U'mishkachasla, what would the case be? Kigon deshavinu shliach, shnei achen l'kadeh shtei achayos. So Reuven and Shimon both make a shliach to be mekadesh two sisters to them, Rachel and Leah. Vehein asu shliach l'kabel kedushin. And they made a shliach to be mekabel kedushin. In other words, Reuven and Shimon made the same shliach, Binyamin. Rachel and Leah made the same messenger, Yosef. Upagash shliach b'shliach. And the two shlichim met each other. And they were mekadesh, both of those people simultaneously. So then in such a case, Rabbi Yosef says, Yechayev too. Rabbi Chiya Savar, Rabbi Yosi b'Isser Bas Achas Mechayev Tarti, that Rabbi Chiya is going to follow this position, therefore in the case of Malika, you're going to be Chayev too. Ubar Kapara Savar Lo Mechayev Elechada. And Bar Kapara is going to say that you're only Chayev one. V'hacha, and what about the other two Machlokis between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara that we delineated from Lamed Beis, Amed Beis? My Yisser Beis Achas Ika, how would you have the two Yisserim come at once? Hacha Zar Shishimesh B'Shabbos. You had a case in where you have a Yisrael that is serving, doing avoda on Shabbos, doing malacha. Kigon, the icy shtei saros b'Shabbos. It's a case in which he became a gadol dafka on Shabbos. Rashi spells out that what we've accomplished in that phenomenon, when he, of course, a person becomes a gadol when he has pubic hair, two pubic hairs. So that happened on Shabbos. And since it happened on Shabbos, so then you don't have the argument that one Isser came before the other. Let's take a look at Rashi, set two lines into wine. Kigon da'isi shtei saros, hayom b'shabbosu, da'asha lekel ameimer kidil ilmeikara. You can't say, like you said earlier, shari b'malach of asar b'avoda. That first, he was permissible malach, and then the Isser avoda came. Do'lo chal shum Isser alav adayom. The Isser became on Shabbos. So now, at one moment, he became someone who was usher both on avoda b'Shabbos as well as avoda in the Migdash. So then, in such a case, Tavel Zaros b'Shabbos b'Hadi Adadi, and there we have a machlokis when it's b'Hadi Adadi whether you chayiv two or you chayiv one. Similarly, the case of Baal Mum, that if you have an instance where you have a Baal Mum who is doing avoda when he is tamei, so when it comes to Baal Mum as well, Baal Mum Nami Kiva Kigon the Aisy Shtei Saris. He became an adult, the itmila, and then he also became tamei. Dahavi la baal mum v'tumah ba'adi adadi. It's a case in which the guy became both a baal mum and tamei simultaneously, and then we have the machlokis that we had mentioned above. inami, or else, shechotach etzbo b'sakin tmeya. In a case in which he became a balmum, this is a little bit gory, his finger was cut off by a sakin that was tame. So he became both tame and a balmum simultaneously, and there we have a machlokis between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishlem Rabbi Chiya, I understand Rabbi Chiya, ki esnaya lididei aliba de Rabbi Yosi. When he learned his position, he understood his position was consistent with Rabbi Yosi, ki esnaya lebar kapara aliba de Rabbi Shimon. And he understood that his position is according to Bar Kapara's position, is according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you're only chayiv one. However, ela bar kapara, but according to Bar Kapara, Rabbi Chiya shikurei kamashaker, is he going to now claim that Rabbi Chiya is a liar, that he's not going according to any opinion? Rashi explains in Dibra Maschil ela bar kapara, the Amar Rebbe, aliba de Rabbi Yossi asanya lekula, that Rebbe had said that according to Rabbi Yossi you are only chayev one, so then will come out there's absolutely no source that says that you're going to be chayiv twice. And that's difficult, that the way we're explaining it now, that Bar Kapara will allege that Rabbi Chiya is stam making something up. Ella rather, kamiflagi says Gemara, b'iser basachas, v'aliba de Rabbi Shimon. It's a case of when the iser happens, b'basachas, like the tamei knife cutting off the limb, but it's going according to Rabbi Shimon now. Rashi tells us then how we're learning in Dibar Mas Valiba de Rishimon Vachi Kamer. This is what we're saying. Rabbi Chiya Afagav de Palig Rabbi Shimon Upater. The only time Rabbi Shimon says that you're going to be Potter, that's in a case of an Iser Kolel. Rashi goes on. Hani mi vibe Kolel Avol Basachas Moida. But if it happens at one time, he'll be Moida. Hovelo Kodem Chadu Chavrei, because one didn't take place before the other. Bar Kapara Amar Basachas Nami Polig Rabbi Shimon, and Bar Kapara holds that the Machlokis is even Bibasachas. The Gemara has difficulty with that as well. Bishlem Le Rabbi Chiya, I understand according to Rabbi Chiya Kamishtabeya. The Rabbi Chiya we learned on Lamid Beis Amid Beis swore that his words were correct. Afuke the Rabbi Shimon to exclude from the position of Rabbi Shimon Michazke. The way we had assumed, according to Rabbi Shimon, that just like he holds a hotel with the Iser Chalal Iser by Iser Koilel, he'll say the same thing, Bebas Achas, and he'll hold that there you don't have two Iserim that come together. So Rabbi Chiya wanted to say that that was correct. Elo Bar Kapara, we also learned that Bar Kapara swore that he was correct. Lamalish Tabuye, why would he swear? Says the Gemara, Kasha. That is a good question, and the question remains. I have to now go learn with the Talmidim. It's Thursday. I had a few minutes in a Tivariyeh to learn with you in the Old City. Now, Be'ezer Hashem, I have to go to the other side of Yerushalayim, to the Grus Kolel, and I hope, Be'ezer Hashem, to learn with you Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, starting from 5 lines from the bottom, on the Gimel Amid Aleph, Be'ezer Hashem, later today. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes. Now, Gimel Amid Aleph in Maseches Yevamos. Gemara also asks another kasha on this explanation. Bishleima, it's shalom, it's good, lebar kapara, ki esanya Rebbe lididei. Then when Rebbe taught the shita of bar kapara, he put all of the things together, aliba de Rebbe Shimon, that he's following the shita of Rebbe Shimon, ki esanya le Rebbe Chiya, and when he taught the shita of Rebbe Chiya, that's chayiv too, aliba de Rebbe Yosi. Bar Kapara would argue that that's following the shita of Rabbi Yosi, who says that you're chayiv too. Ela the Rabbi Chiya, but according to Rabbi Chiya, who holds that even according to Rabbi Shimon, he's moda that when the iser is babas achas, you're chayiv shtayim. So same type of question we asked earlier. Bar Kapura shgure kamishaka. Then Bar Kapara comes out ridiculous because no one is like him. Am lecha Rabbi Chiya. Will say, no, I'm not making Bar Kapara ridiculous. Ki asnaya Rebbe lididei, when Rebbe taught Bar Kapara, they chayev only one, tarte lifter asnuye. That was only two of the three cases. The two cases of Zar Shishimesh B'Shabbos and Balmum Shishimesh B'Tumah. V'Iser Kolo asnayu. And he was explaining that you're chayev because of Iser Kolo. V'aliba de Rebbe Shimon. and he's following the shita of Rabbi Shimon, who says that you're only chayiv on the first Isur. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Tosis adds, in such a case, there's an Isur Kolel, you're chayiv too. V'chazi lebar kapara, but bar kapara saw, lezar she'ochal malika, then in case of zar she'ochal malika, there Rabbi never took sides. And bar kapara was the one who extended those halachos. And if since Bar Kapara held there the same thing, so then it was put in the previously mentioned categories. At this stage, Bar Kapara had not noticed that there's a fundamental difference between the first two cases, though those are cases of Isur Kolel, and this was a case of Isur Basachas, V'iyimba, and then Bar Kapara was mahin into it, or velo more, velo ashkach el basachas. And then he realized that the only time you're not going to be chayiv too is in a case of where it's bebasachas, besavar. And then he made the following mistake. Midahaber asachas, hanami bebasachas. If the last case of Malika's bebasachas, the others are also bebasachas. Ubedahanich liftur, and just like by these two Isurim of Zaris and Nevela. In other words, the last case, Rebbe said you're potter. Hanechnami liftar, he also thought that you'd be potter as well. Hence, Bar Kaparuk had concluded that Rabbi Shimon is cholik on Rabbi Yossi, even on Nisr bebas achas. Now that we've got through explaining the machlokas between Rabbi Chia and Bar Kaparuk, not an easy Gemara, the Gemara now asks the following kasha. Meisive, zar sheshimesh b'shabes, ubal mum sheshimesh b'tuma. The cases above where we had the machlokas between Rabbi Chia and Bar Kapara. Yesh kam mishum zaras mishum Shabbos mishum balmum mishum tuma divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says you chayv too. Rabbi Shimon Omer ein kan elo mishum zaras ubalmum bevad. Rabbi Shimon says you're only chayv on zaras and balmum. Now notice the Braisa only mentioned two of our machlokas, analyzes the Gemara. Vilu Malika, the third machlokas that we know between Rabbi Chia and Bar Kapara, Shaira, he left that out. Leman Shaira, why did he leave it out? Why did he not believe Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon would be cholik on that case as well? Explains the Gemara, Hashtoha, well, a word back, Ilema l'Rabbi Yossi Hashto. If we're going to say that it's left over because of Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi is Maida, then in such a case, you're only going to be Chayiv one. Hashtoha, Rabbi Yossi, Isur Kolel, Mechayiv. The above cases are cases of Isur Kolel. Mechayiv Shtayim, he holds that you're Chayiv twice. Isur Basachas, Miboyi, certainly, if it's an Isur Basachas, you're going to be twice. Elolav, the Rabbi Shimon. It must be we're talking within Shitas Rabbi Shimon. In other words, Rabbi Shimon, who says you only chayiv once, would say that when Malika you're chayiv twice, ubisir koil hu de potter. And those two above are case of isir koil, you're exempt from it. Avol be isir bebas achas mechayiv. But if it's an isir bebas achas, you're going to be chayiv twice. To yufta, de bar kapora, to yufta. This is a raya that Shitas bar kapora is incorrect. Because Bar Kapara said that Rabbi Shimon disagreed even by an Isur Bebas Achas. And that was how Bar Kapara justified his position. That he said he was going according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that you're only Chayiv one. We see that that's not true, period. Now the Gemara goes back to the first case of the Braisa. Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos B'Mai. What exactly did the Zor do to be serving in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, where we have the machlokis between Rabbi Chia and Bar Kapara? If he did shchita, shchita bezar kshera. The Mishnah in Zvachim says that a zar is allowed to do shchita. Mikor de dina, shchita does not have to be done by a kohen. V'ibe kabbalah, v'holach, if you're going to say he was mekabal adam, and he walked with it, tiltu ba'alma hu. That is just moving something in the Beis Hamikdash. It's not Hotzah. It seems like Tiltu Ba'alma is referring to an Iser Muktza, but nevertheless, it's not an Iser Daraisa. So it can't be that case as well. E Bahaktara, and if you're going to say the case was that he did he brought the ketores and he burnt incense, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for Shabbos for burning as well as avoda. Vamar Rabbi Yossi havaril lav yotzasa. Shita Rabbi Yossi in the first parak is that lighting a fire on Shabbos is asur, but it's an iser lav, and if it's an iser lav, you don't get skila b'meizit, and you don't bring a carbon b'shogeg. So what does it mean? You're chayiv shtayim on it. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov thought of an ingenious answer. B'shchitas paro shel kohen gadol. We're talking about a case of the shchita of the par of a kohen gadol on Yom HaKippurim. And Yom HaKippurim, shchita is an av malacha. And there, the shchita has to be done, according to many, by someone who is not a zar. U'kedivrei omer shchitas paro. Shel kohen gadol bazar psula shchita par kohen gadol by a zar is pasul. Asking Gemara, yachi ma'ir yazar. Why do we call it a zar? Filu kohen hedyot nami. Even kohen hedyot is not allowed to do it. Specifically, Aaron ubanav are the ones who do it. Aaron himself is the one who does it, as Rashi describes in Afilu kohen vihikriv Aaron. And we see that it's ma'akev, that Aaron has to do it. Answers the Gemara, Shezar etzlo ka'amar. He's a zar vis-a-vis this avoda. Vis-a-vis this avoda, the Kohen is a zar. Because it could only be done by the Kohen Gadol. Maskev l'ravashi, midi chatoz ketani, olave ketani. Who says we were talking about a carbon chatos altogether? Maybe Chayim Mishum Shabbos doesn't mean Chiyuv Chatas. Maybe it just means Lavin. Eli Surabok Almaka Choshev. No! Your question falls away. Even if you're going to say Havara Lalav Yatzis, he was over a Lav. Asks the Gemara, but if it's an Alav that's punishable by Skila, so then in such a case, as a Nafkamina for Karbon Chatas. But Lamai Nafkamina. What's a nafkamina over here? Now the Gemara repeats a theme that's mentioned earlier before. L'kovro bein rishon gemurim. The requirement to bury somebody who's over an isur bought amongst rishon. If a person is over only one isur, he's not considered a rasha gemura, it seems from the Gemara. And then there isn't the requirement to bury him amongst rishon. However, in this case, if he's chayiv shtayim, so then in such a case, he would have to be buried amongst rishon. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Gimel. We will Be'ezer Hashem pick up tomorrow with the new Mishnah on Lamed Gimel on the Be'ez. Shnayim Shekidshu Shtei Nashim. Not an easy set of couple of Dafim over here. Lamed Be'ez Lamed Gimel. Baruch Hashem. It was a schus to try to pound it out together. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Gimel in Maseches Yevamos.